National Broadcasting Company takes pride in offering another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, direct from the Steel Pier in Atlantic City, New Jersey. We're sure you'll enjoy these Kenton designs in contemporary music. Music that is the direct reflection of the idiom of jazz that is so much a part of America. And now here is your conductor, modern America's man of music, Mr. Stan Kenton. Mr. Stan Kenton. Not at the microphone for the moment, but seated at the piano as he and the orchestra unfold Collaboration.
Fred Collins, I want you to know that you did a magnificent job at bringing the concert miniature to the air this evening, and it's now my turn to say hello and say thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm speaking not only for myself, but for a group of musicians here that are in three rows, the saxophones, the trombones, and the trumpet section, the rhythm section to one side. Also for NBC, it's through the concerts in miniature that we hope to bring the audiences and the orchestra closer together, vice versa. We've chosen a thing here that we've tried it many times. It gives off with a lot of happy sounds. There's a beat. You can tap your toe, and really there's a great feeling and a light thing that we term limelight. Limelight, fellas? One, two, three, hop!
Thank you.
There's always one number here during a concert miniature in which we try to give billing to the soloists involved. This orchestra consists of 19 musicians. As a unit, they play together, but occasionally one steps out and blows for himself. On that number, there was an alto saxophone player, Benny Dean, a larger horn or tenor saxophone, a larger guy, Bill Holman, trombone by Bob Burgess. There was some Connie Condoli trumpet, and oh yes, near the end, there were some short drum solos, some short accents by the guy at the drums, Stan Levy. It's always a problem when you get into things that are a bit abstract. Somebody says, what are they playing? Have they started it? Is that the ending? Is that the obbligato? Where's the melody? And somebody else says, tell me what they're trying to do, and I'm sure I can understand it. So tonight we're going to paint a picture, all but the music and your imagination. There's nothing that intrigues people anymore, or any of us anymore, than the idea of someone being able to get up out of bed in the middle of the night and walk around in his sleep. You can have him walk anywhere you like, or have her walk anywhere you like. This is music to what might be a fitting background to someone strolling around in his sleep, and it's called somnambulism. This evening, I can't say his first appearance on a concert miniature because he's been blowing a lot of notes in the trumpet section. This is his first appearance on as a soloist on concert miniature, and I'd like to, as usual, have the guy say a word or two. This fellow and I are rather close. That's something. We're bound together because we were born in the same state. He's a Jayhawker, and so am I. Don, you care to say hello like a Jayhawker does?
Hello, everyone.
Thank you. It's very good. I'm pretty proud of you because we're the same complexion. We both came from Kansas.
Right.
Tonight's your first appearance, and I know that we're going to be proud of you. What have you chosen to play? Never mind. I know what we've chosen. We've rehearsed it.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You take your position here, and I'll walk in front of the orchestra, and we'll start this thing going. Here is some improvised phrases built upon the Cole Porter composition, I've Got You Under My Skin. Oh, the guy's name? Don Dennis, trumpet. Thank you very much, Don Dennis. Thank you for your trumpets. There's quite a lot of confusion sometimes about the Kenton Orchestra. We refer to the orchestra as the small orchestra and the big orchestra. And actually, the small orchestra, people think, possibly has five or six pieces. But really, the small orchestra is playing this concert in miniature this evening. There are 19 musicians, to be exact. But sometimes we speak in terms of a large orchestra, which is the Innovations in Modern Music group. That's the group that plays the concerts around the country once a year. And in that orchestra are considerably more men than this group. For instance, 42 this past season, a large string section, French horns, woodwinds, and so forth, and there has been a lot of music created by that orchestra. Occasionally, we, with this orchestra, salute the efforts of the larger group, and this evening, we have a very important composition, one of the highlights of this evening's concert miniature. We've taken a theme from Bill Russo's composition, The Halls of Brass, originally done with the brass section of the big orchestra, some five trumpets, five trombones, three French horns, timpani, and drums. He's taken this theme, designed it to fit the conception and the feeling of Frank Rosolino, the trombone. So what's more, in stealing from the Innovations in Modern Music Orchestra and from its repertoire, Bill Russo, once more, here's the composition that, from the Halls of Brass, Frank?
Yeah?
Frank speaking. Rosalita, we are indeed indebted for the trombone, and Russo, we are indebted for the composition here and adaptation of one of the themes from the Halls of Brass, of which there were many, sometimes many themes going on at the same time. One of the criticisms we receive occasionally is we have a melody that is pretty much the backbone of our repertoire here, and there are people that inhabit the places that we perform in person that say, will they ever play it? How come they don't start with it? And why don't they end with it? We know that there must be people on the air the same way. We're going to take just a few seconds away from this concert miniature and blow a portion of this thing that we are so indebted to also, the thing called Artistry and Rhythm. Another thing that we must endeavor to take care of this evening is something that has caused a considerable amount of complaining. Another tune that they never get to hear enough of is this thing called the peanut vendor. Will you fellas get the peanut vendor going, please? Here it is. You've got it. Mr. Collins, you know, we have a lot to go here in the peanut vendor yet this evening. It'll probably last for another 7 or 8 minutes. You know, it often does. And I want you to know one thing. It was awfully nice of you guys to come down this evening from New York. And what a kick to see sharp guys like yourself come in and say, what are we going to do, Stan? What enthusiasm. I thank you as well as thanking a lot of other things for the wonderful things that have happened.
Well, at the risk of sounding a little on the hokey side, Stan, I say it's been a humble pleasure to be here with the Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature tonight. And might I add, Stan, that NBC wishes to thank you and your fine organization for bringing Stan Kenton's modern, progressive music to its microphones each week in the series. And too, may I, on behalf of NBC, thank NBC's affiliated stations throughout the United States and the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation for welcoming Stan, the orchestra, and the series so enthusiastically. So NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception of modern music. Music as progressive as today and as new as tomorrow. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Steel Pier in Atlantic City. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature with modern America's man of music. This is Fred Collins speaking. And this is NBC, the national broadcasting company.